Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. I'm so glad you're on the podcast today. Now, I want to take a moment and invite you to check out the replay of this last Sunday's services. Man, we had some incredible gatherings. And so if you missed them, or even if you're there and you want to rewatch them, you can visit the resource section that's on our website. Just go to www.sugarhill.church and you'll see a resource button up in the menu. And then as always, if you've got the Sugar Hill Church app, or if you don't have it, just grab it from your device's app store, but there's a replay button for both watching it or listening to it. What an incredible, incredible day. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about saying goodbye to the regret that is in our lives. See, if you're a follower of Jesus, if there's been a moment that you said yes to him, I really believe that joy and gratitude ought to be a way of life. Now, sometimes the world likes to squeeze that out of us, but I really think that this idea of joy should be the framework of our living. Well, why? Well, I think one of the big reasons is because we have been completely forgiven of everything. We don't need to have guilt. We don't need to have shame. We don't need to have remorse. We don't need to even have regrets. Why? Because God has wiped all that out. I mean, that is a great reason for joy. Remember what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1? It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. In the original language that was written in Greek, that word for no is the strongest word that you could use for no in Greek. The strongest possible negative. It's like God saying, no, not in 1,000 years, not in 1,000,000 years, not a chance in your lifetime. I think this is a great lesson for us because one of the biggest reasons why people lose their joy is because of guilt in their life. I mean, that's what guilt and shame tends to do in our lives. It has the power to steal our joy. Now, all of us make mistakes. We definitely have reasons to feel regret and guilt, but God doesn't want us to live in that world. He hasn't designed us to have this constant sense of self-condemnation where we're telling ourselves, I should have been better, I should have tried harder, I should be different. God doesn't want us to do that. Instead, what he wants us to do with that guilt when we've done something that breaks his heart is for us to come clean. And the way that we do that is by confessing that to him, that we go to him and we say, God, I'm sorry. God, would you forgive me? And it's in that moment that he wipes away our sin. I mean, just think about this. This is why Jesus died on the cross. He didn't just die on the cross for the sins we've already committed. He died for the ones that we haven't even committed yet. They are all covered under the cross. His death, his payment for our sins was once and for all. He took our condemnation. He took our sins. He took the weight of everything that we've done against ourselves, against God, and against other people, and he paid for them. So you don't have to pay for them again. You don't have to live in that constant cycle of guilt, shame, and regret. See, salvation, another word for salvation, is the word rescue. He's rescued us from that. And that is an important reason for joy today. It's the joy of a clear conscience. It's a joy of knowing that Jesus paid it all once and for all. Thanks again for being with us on today's podcast. And this Sunday, we have an informal gathering for anybody that is interested in getting an update on our current partnership with the Nylinda Baptist Church and Care for AIDS over in Kisumu, Kenya, and then also to give you some information and some details about what it might look like for you or a loved one to join us on our next trip that's coming up in the end of August here in 2018. And so if you're interested, just drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'll also announce it this Sunday so that if you can hang out just for a few minutes, we'd love to give you more details and answer your questions. Well, have a great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow on the Weekday Podcast.